All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Guitar Glenn is on. Scooter Magruder is on. JGCK is on. East Trout is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Peg McGroin is on. Judy Anita is on. Ever Eden is on. Salty Gonads is on. Waterline 46 is on. JD Joy is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Greg Nine Mon is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Nude Monk is on. Let me see. TJT1 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Robin Aroni is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Todd Suff is on. Mike Griffith is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Monkets 49 is on. Scrolling down here. Snagdog is on. K4VMS is on. Vovo 960 is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Jim Brody is on. McColthin is on. Mulkathan is on. Milwaukee James is on. Buckeye Knight 1968 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Those Jesus People is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one or two more here. Black Horse is on. One or two more. Here we go. Scrolling down to the bottom. Luann 5 is on. Russian A-Hat is on. That word makes me laugh. I don't know what it is. I think it's because somebody called me that one time and it just stuck with me. M4S Small 1 is on. Let me see here. Richard Perry, 49. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Love you guys. Hi, right back to you, Jeannie. Let me just read this real quick to you from the latest from what's happening at the Naval Academy. There were three victims of the shooting incident at the U.S. Naval Academy. All this stuff is planned, folks. All this is meant for a specific reason. Doesn't mean necessarily that there aren't rogue people doing rogue things. But even the rogue ones are set up by the agenda. If it's a trans shooter, and we'll get to all the Charlie Kirk stuff in just a minute. If I start up with all the Charlie Kirk stuff, we'll never get anywhere else tonight. So I've got so much on Charlie Kirk here, so much on the left with Charlie Kirk, so many people that have put out posts that has cost them their jobs, which is great. On the left, love every minute of it. No regrets at all with that. We'll help with it. But I'm going to cover a quick thing on 9/11 since today is 9/11, 24th anniversary of 9/11, I believe. Yeah. And then two quick things from the border, just to put it out there. And then, of course, this news here. Again, it's all part of the agenda. Occasionally, there's a rogue shooter, but this is all about taking your guns away. This is all about leveraging all of us into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point. The only way to leverage you into a 15-minute city is to disarm you. And there's many other facets to the agenda also, but I don't have time to get into it. There were three victims of the shooting incident at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, on September 11, 2025. One person was transported to John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center, another to the local hospital. And a third was flown to a trauma center. No fatalities. Praise the Lord for that. Were reported, and one of the injured midshipmen was reported to be in stable condition after mistaking a law enforcement officer for a threat and engaging, resulting in their injury. So there you go. Sounds like one of the midshipmen thought the law enforcement was one of the perpetrators, engaged him. Sounds like he might have gotten shot by law enforcement, or law enforcement got shot by him. I don't know. Those things can happen, especially depending on the uniforms that law enforcement has or does not have on. But anyway, so real quick, before I get to all the Charlie Kirk stuff, we're going to run all three of these videos right in a row, guys. Alex Jones, they're all three of them are Alex Jones TV. Instead of talking about 9/11, I'm going to just show you three videos that represent exactly where I stand on 9/11. Play them for me.
Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center, among imagined targets. Contingency planning, Pentagon MASCAL exercise simulates scenarios and preparing for emergencies. And it shows an image of the Pentagon on fire, hit by a hijacked jet. And we link to it because somebody in the Pentagon tells us about it, and suddenly it's taken down.
Have you seen Building 7 collapse, the Solomon Brothers building?
No.
I want to show you that right now.
Collapse of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. No details.
Was this after the collapse of the other two?
Yes, and she's saying it's fallen, Building 7. They announced Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it did, and then lied and said this wasn't real, and then later admitted it. And then we have the up-close footage of CNN, police saying, get back, they're going to bring it down.
The smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
I don't understand how Building 7 collapsed. I find it really hard to believe that the U.S. government was in league with Al-Qaeda. I just don't believe, if evidence emerges that they were, I'll be the first one picketing the White House.
Oh, yeah, how could the U.S. government be in collusion with Al-Qaeda when John Brennan imported every last one of them? No, that's how. I mean, John Brennan made sure that all of the 9/11 hijackers received special visas.
Yep.
Yeah, the assistant director of the CIA at the time. How could that? I mean, okay, but again, Tucker doesn't want to. I mean, at that time.
Yeah.
Tucker just finds it impossible to believe. You know, it's impossible to believe. That our government forced blood clot causing vaccinations on you too. They wouldn't. Why would they do that? You know, to personally profit themselves? Absolutely, and to usher in a totalitarian regime. Well, of course. That's really what it's all about. It's either spirit of the world or spirit of Antichrist. That's it. I mean, spirit of the world, or which is the spirit of Antichrist versus the spirit of God. That's it. That really is it. And everybody needs to understand that there is a system in place. A system that is warring against the body of Christ, that's warring against the Spirit of God. Understand that. Then it's pure wickedness. Pure wickedness. Speaking of pure wickedness, Bill Melugin tweets, let's go to the border just for two tweets. I mean, yeah, two tweets. Breaking, per multiple federal sources from today, to Fox News, the suspect arrested in the grisly machete beheading. Anybody see that video?
No.
Not good. Yeah. Okay, this head comes on rolling onto the screen, rolls into the video. I mean, a severed head from here up rolls on the screen and then lands with the face at the camera. Horrible. But, you know, don't worry about it because the suspect was arrested is in the grisly machete beheading of a motel manager in Dallas, Texas yesterday. Is a Cuban illegal alien who was released in the United States by Joe Biden in January despite having an active deportation order.
Oh.
So he had an active deportation order and then was subsequently released. I thought, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't deportation mean that you leave the country?
Yeah, usually.
Why was he released into the country?
Yeah, weird.
Oh, because you're a Democrat, and you're all about Democrats, wherever the death is, and wherever the lies is, are there you will find the Democratic Party. Every single time. And listen, everyone's talking about softening the rhetoric. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do, Aaron? You know what I'm going to do, Will? I'm going to harden the rhetoric.
Good.
I'm not softening squat. I'm getting worse. I'm gonna say more things now than I've ever said. I'm gonna say more harsh things now than I've ever said. You know why? Because the softer you get, the worse it gets.
Yep.
And the softer it gets, the more they take advantage of us. Go to the next one for me. Just two quick things. We're going to Charlie Kirk. Just wanted to put this out there. Migrant children lost because this all got lost in the midst of the Ukrainian girl stabbing. And now, of course, the assassination of one of the greats, Charlie Kirk. This is Daily Mail News. This is not some right-wing outlet. Migrant children lost under the Biden administration. Aaron, they were just found dead.
Oh.
And working as sex slaves. I mean, and then we're going to hear from the Democratic Party that they're the party of compassion.
Right.
That they're the party of children. But, these people always accusing us of exactly what they are. They are demonic, murdering killers. Tom, soften the rhetoric. I don't have to worry about it. Because all the 1,890 people that are watching this podcast right now would never, ever commit an act of physical violence against the left. We don't do that. I don't do that. Now, we will defend ourselves. And I urge everybody to arm yourselves. Make sure your house is a fortress. Because I don't know what's coming our way. in the, a lot of these things that are happening are false flag attacks in a way, false flag attacks. Like, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'll get to Charlie Kirk. That way I'll talk about all this stuff. I'll make this one's point. You know, of course, they found today on the rifle that there's trans, you know, carvings into the rifle, trans carvings into the shell casings, allegedly. It's a 30-06 rifle, bolt action. Does anybody really believe this is just a trans shooter? I mean, do you really believe that? And you're like, well, wasn't the Minneapolis trans shooter of the Catholic school, wasn't he a trans shooter? Yeah, he was absolutely a trans shooter. But let's look at both origins. So you have a trans shooter in Minneapolis who gunned down a bunch of kids in a school, which is a result of the Democratic Party agenda. And then you have a quote-unquote trans shooter. If you look at the TMZ footage, the guy does not look trans. If you look at the suspect photo, the guy does not look trans. But yet on his rifle, it has trans ideology on it. But regardless, that suspect is also a result of Democratic Party ideologies. Regardless, whether they're rogue shooters or whether they're purposeful shooters or planned out assassins, they're all a result of leftist ideologies. If this person is Mossad, if this person is CIA, if this person is MI6, all three of those agencies are leftist. So regardless of it, wherever, 40 million abortions per year, leftist. 2 million in the United States, leftist. Right here, leftist. Record numbers of illegals raped, leftist. Record numbers of rapes in every European country. Why? Leftist. Record numbers of deaths at the border of illegals. So illegals dying in the back of semi-trucks, dying of heat exhaustion, dying of thirst. Leftist. I mean, argue with me. What are right-wingers doing that causes anybody to die? Nothing. All we do is save lives. Let's go to the next one. All right, launching into Charlie Kirk now. Red Wave Press video. The New York Post has obtained images of the 30-06 caliber Mauser bolt-action rifle. Play it for me.
This morning, I can tell you that we have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle. That rifle was recovered in a wooded area where the shooter had fled. So the FBI laboratory will be analyzing this weapon. Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis. Now, I understand there are a lot of questions about motive. I assure you that all leads, tips, and tips are being fully investigated. As of this morning, we have received more than 130 tips. We thank the community for that.
All right, so there's the rifle. Nick Sorter video breaking. Investigators have obtained high-quality video of the Charlie Kirk assassin. Play for me.
Through all that work last night, we were able to make a few breakthroughs. We were able to track the movements of the shooter. Starting at 11:52 a.m., the subject arrived on campus, shortly away from campus. We have tracked his movements onto the campus, through the stairwells, up to the roof, across the roof to a shooting location. After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood. Our investigators have worked through those neighborhoods, contacting anybody they can with doorbell cameras, witnesses, and have thoroughly worked through those communities trying to identify any leads. We do have good video footage of this individual. We are not going to release that at this time. We are working through some technologies and some ways to identify this individual. If we are unsuccessful, we will reach out to you as the media and we will push that publicly to help us identify them. But we are confident in our abilities right now and we would like to move forward in a manner that keeps everyone safe and moves this process appropriately. Last night I communicated with Erica. The family's devastated. As a commissioner of public safety, as a father, as a husband, I can only imagine what that family's going through. The heinous event that happened yesterday is not Utah. This is not what we're known for. Over the past several weeks, We've seen this state come together to help families in mourning, come together as a community.
Let me just make this comment. Like I said, my rhetoric is not getting softer. It's getting harsher. We don't need the buffoonery at the end of that statement. Give me the facts about the crime. Release the freaking video. Explain to me why there was nobody on the roof. And then we don't need your talking about Utah and it's a place where we all come together. Take all that, ball it up together in a giant ball and shove it up your own rectum. There you go. The clownery, buffoonery, the political propagandizing at the end. I'm sick of all of it. Aren't you, Aaron? Yeah. I mean, I'm freaking tired of it. You know, we in Utah, this is not something that happens in Utah. And we have programs where we've all come together. Shove it all up your rear end. All right?
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing. Find the freaking killer. Keep your mouth freaking shut. I don't even want to know your name. Find the killer. All right? There you go. Find the killer and let's actually, you know, because I'm just wondering, who's Thomas Crooks? I'm wondering, whatever happened to Ryan Routh? Whatever happened to the investigation of Thomas Crooks in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
It's a non-issue. We never find out about anything, but we hear all of this puffery at the end of these statements. All these little puff pieces and these puff speeches. We all need to come together and, you know, this is not what we're all about. Shove it up your rear end. Shove it up your rear end. I don't want any violence for anybody, but you know what I don't want is your little puff pieces. Shove it. I don't want to hear it. Find the freaking killer. All right? Find the killer. Shut up and release all the freaking video. You know how you find the guy? Release the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, have all the tech geniuses like Aaron out there. Have them out there. They'll find the guy. You know, you guys who have about as much knowledge as I do in tech, you know, you ought to take a back seat and release all the footage. That's how these people are always found. All right, going to the next one here. Michael Key video. Is this real? If it needs to be investigated. This is the man that was, actually, you can just side by side this one, guys. It needs to be investigated. This guy right there. And just keep on playing it over and over again. Just let it go on a loop. That guy needs to be, we need to find out who this guy is because he's pointing right back at the shooter. Okay, he knows where the shot came from. And we need to find out who this guy is. And he needs to be talked to. Does that mean he's guilty of anything? No, he's an idiot. He's guilty of being an idiot. We have that.
Yeah.
He's guilty of being a moronic, demonic moron. But we need to find out who this guy is because that was right after Charlie Kirk hit the ground. That's even before Charlie Kirk had left or anything. And there he is. Okay. So that guy needs to be found. And again, I don't need your freaking puff pieces. I don't need to hear how everybody's coming together. I don't need to hear any of that crap. All right, now what people need to coalesce together is around the Kirk family. They have a give, send, go, and it's $700,000 so far. Aaron reminded me because we'll send him $1,000 from Foundation Church.
Yep.
So don't let me forget that. That'll go to the give, send, go, and that's where we need to come together. Your law enforcement puff pieces and puff statements. I don't need Aaron. We'll go find this guy. Somebody knows who this guy is. Go find him and let's hear what he has to say. All right, let's go to the next one. MAGA Kitty video. Why does Amazon have this is Alex Jones, publication entitled, get this now, I want everybody to understand this. Shooting was 9/10, September 10th. Somehow Amazon has on their, what do you call it, Aaron, Amazon? A server, like a marketplace?
It's on their website, their bookstore.
The bookstore.
Yep.
Why does Amazon have on their bookstore a publication entitled The Shooting of Charlie Kirk? With the information about the shooting published the day before.
Yeah.
It says, you're like, well, somebody could have just made that up. It's titled, I'll show you the pic of it in a minute, Anastasia, something or other, wrote the thing. And you'd be like, well, somebody could have titled that and, like, you know, put it out, you know, about, in just sort of a general sense. Problem is it mentions in the book the location of the shooting the day before. Utah Valley State University. That's weird, isn't it? So anyway, why does Amazon have a publication entitled The Shooting of Charlie Kirk, a book actually, posted on their website? Play for me.
Got all the postings in the town by leftists and trans people that, hey, he's getting liquidated tomorrow. He's getting dissolved tomorrow. Something big's going to happen. He's going to go bye-bye. And then there's this, and I'll play that and show you this stuff in a moment, but look at this. Let's put this on screen from Amazon. Put the full screen up, please. The Shooting of Charlie Kirk. Yeah, blow that up. Why does Amazon have The Shooting of Charlie Kirk by Anastasia J. Casey, posted one day before he was murdered. And then they updated it, and it's on the Internet Archive. That's been checked. It happened a day, September 9th. So it was already out there, and then they updated it today. Publication date, September 9th. The FBI needs to be knocking down some doors over there.
Ooh.
All right, let's deep dive into this. Go to the next one for me, Will. Key West Jess tweet. That's who sent that in. That's who Alex Jones is reading it off of her Twitter post. From Gronk, Amazon's role, Amazon itself doesn't set these dates. And Aaron, jump in on this.
Yeah.
If you can help me with any of this stuff. And just jump in, literally interrupt me.
Yeah.
You know you don't want to do that, but go ahead and do it.
I catch you.
They reflect what publishers or authors provide. If a publisher updates its release date, it might not immediately sync with Amazon's listing. Amazon published dates for books are generally reliable, but not, oh, this is on the bottom part, always precise to the exact date of the book is available. Here's why, source of date, whatever. So it's confirmed, though, that the author put the date down.
Yes.
So somebody wrote a book the day before the shooting about the shooting. How's that possible? Anybody explain that to me? And in the book, it mentions the name of the university. How's that possible? Very interesting, isn't it? And that was the day before.
Right.
Go to the next one for me. Key West Jess tweet. I bought the Kindle version, so she bought the book. CNN live updates reporting on the Utah Valley University shooting. Since when does CNN do live reporting from Turning Point events? Never, but they were there.
Oh, it's like Trump.
Weird. Mm. Ah, doesn't it? CNN live updates and reporting on Utah Valley University shooting. Now, I may have incorrectly said they were there, but they were doing live updates. So maybe they were getting them from somebody's cell phone footage, but how would she ever know that since they're never there? Hmm. And she also mentions, obviously, Anastasia, whatever her name is that wrote this, the location, obviously, of the shooting. That's weird, isn't it? The day before. Now, remember, this was all September 9th. Go to the next one for me. Here's the book. The Shooting of Charlie Cook, Anastasia J. Casey. A comprehensive account of the Utah Valley University attack, but was written on September 9th. You're like, Tom, this can't be true. It's absolutely freaking true, folks. It's Building 7 all over again. 25 minutes before Building 7 fell on 9/11, what did they say? The building's falling. They were reporting it with the building behind them.
Yeah.
Because you know why? These people are stupid. Leftist people, Tom, soften the rhetoric, never. Look at me. Leftist people are stupid people. Stupid, demonic human beings. Murderers, killers, and liars. And stupid, and weak, and pathetic. That's who they are. And here you have it. The book is, you know, they're so stupid. Here's the problem. Is when you're a leftist, leave this up. If when you're a leftist, you're stupid. Now, see, like me, can you imagine me trying to post something for sale on Amazon?
No.
No. What would I do if I had to do that? If I had to sell, you know, my water thing right here.
Yeah.
What would I do if I had to sell that?
You'd have to call me.
I'd call Aaron.
Yeah.
I'd say, what are we gonna do, Aaron? Aaron would put it on.
Yeah.
Okay, these people are too stupid to call Aaron.
Yeah.
So they put it on themselves the day before. And this is one of a myriad of things that I could report on for 5 hours, but since I've only got, you know, half hour left, I can't, obviously can't do that, but I could report on 5 hours of a myriad of events that this has happened before, over and over again, and it's indisputable, irrefutable. This book was put on Amazon for sale 18 hours prior to Charlie Cook being shot. You know what that is? That's a fact. Explain to me how they knew that. But that's exactly what happened. All you need to do is start running down who it was that posted this thing. Who it was. And here's the thing. I know that, like, Mossad gets all kinds of credit for their intelligence. There's always a wink leak, though. You're like, Tom, you still think this was an intel op? Yes. Do I necessarily think that it was an expert shot? Now that I've seen the footage, now that I've seen the map, as a matter of fact, you can just put the next one up. There's a suspect. Speaking of suspect. Now that I've seen the footage, now that I've seen the shot, it kind of looks military to me, doesn't he? But anyway,
yeah.
Not, and he was limping away, according to the TMZ footage, but because he had to leap off the building. It would not take an expert shot. It would take somebody who knows how to shoot from from what I'm hearing from Alex Jones, had the world's most renowned sniper on today with the longest kill shot in history. He was on today. And the guy, like I said, which is, again, see, I'm going to show the left and COVID caving morons on the right something right now. I was wrong because yesterday I said it had to be an expert shot. Well, according to the experts, people who have actually made those shots, I was wrong. So I was wrong.
Yeah.
Because the guy said, no, I could basically train. He was talking, Will will be able to relate to this. Mm-hmm. Now, you go day one into boot camp. They're bringing, you know, and day one's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean. Symbolically, day one, they bring you out to a range, and they basically teach you how to shoot a rifle. And none of these guys never had a rifle in their hand in their life. And they can shoot you, basically shoot, tell you how to shoot bullseye rounds in a half an hour on the range with scope.
Yeah, I could have shot that without a scope. Iron sights.
Right. There's Will. Now, he's a Marine, though. But I mean, Will could make that shot, but you would qualify more as an expert. But I mean, a lot of people, they can be trained. Now, this guy here looks military. So what the sniper said was, it can't be an expert, but it certainly wouldn't take it. Alex Jones said that you could basically train somebody in 10 minutes how to make that shot. Because if you have a tripod and a scope and that thing's not moving, because that's the whole thing. If you're having to hold it, anybody who's shot a lot of rounds, if you're having to hold it in your hands, that's one thing. But you got that thing nestled in. And a lot of these rifles, now 30-06 probably has some kick to it. AR-15 has no kick at all. It's like shooting a BB gun.
Yeah.
But, and I apologize for snot and scratchy voice tonight and everything else. But anyway, I feel great. It's got a snotty nose and a scratchy voice. But anyway, and you'll hear the occasional grunts and clears. I hate that. It's annoying to me, so whatever. But anyway, it's not necessarily an expert, but it could have been. So we will see. And does that guy look trans to you?
No.
Not at all.
And I'm not buying it. Do I think there's trans shooters? Oh, all the time. But that's a result of the Democratic Party agenda. And if this is somebody from the CIA, Mossad, MI6, remember Thomas Massey said, who cucked himself out completely today. Thomas Massey decided to destroy his reputation all in one fell swoop today. We'll get to it. But anyway, you're like, Tom, I thought you were on Massey's side. I'm not on anybody's side. You know whose side I'm on? The Bible. You know whose side I'm on? Jesus. Amen. That's whose side I'm on. That's it. Period. Unequivocal. That's the title of the message on Sunday morning. Join us at Foundation Church. But anyway, so that's where we stand on the suspect and on the shooter. It's about a 200-yard shot. That's nothing for people like Will. It's nothing for people. That'd be a lot for me. I've never shot anything past 50 yards myself. So, it's not a hard shot. You got a tripod. Obviously, you did. If you're in a prone position with a tripod and you got that rifle comfortably nestled, not on your collarbone, but right next to it, you're going to make that shot. And anybody can make it. And allegedly, now there's two conflicting reports. That one report is that it hit Charlie Kirk basically center mass to the right-hand side of his chest, and the bullet ricocheted up into his neck, and then other people saying it was a direct neck shot. Nobody's been able to prove anything yet. We'll find all that out. I'm just wondering why we haven't already.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in this day and age, what is the point of suppressing information? I mean, I want all the Aarons of the world out there that are... Aaron, give me that typing. I want all of them out there, all those people doing that all day long. I want them doing it. They'll find them. They'll find them. They'll find them on some camera somewhere.
Yeah.
They'll do it. That's who you want. Go, Aaron.
Well, yeah. And I mean, even last night, Joe and I were just watching as much footage as we could, zooming into things. And you can actually see, like, it doesn't, from what I saw, it doesn't look like it was necessarily center, but you can actually see a hole go through his shirt before it hit his neck. And people say that he always wears a vest.
Yeah.
So if it hit here and bounced up, it looked like it was like a chest shot.
Well, they put it, the people who say chest shot put it at center right and then deflecting up.
Right.
Okay, center left, correction. Center, let's see.
Yeah, your left.
Yeah, and deflecting up to, let's see, he's facing this one, to the left side of his neck, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So,
yep.
Yeah, it was left side of his neck. So hit him center right, center-ish right, deflected up to the left side of his neck. So, and that would, now that would lend more towards expertise, because the person would be shooting at center mass, because nobody would be shooting at the neck. That'd be a headshot or a center mass shot. So that lends more towards expertise. But I do not believe this was a random trans shooter. And just to throw fuel in the fire, and this is 2,072 people watching right now. All you 2072, or you already know all this. But Charlie Kirk was starting to lean anti-Israel.
Yep.
Okay, was coming out and very much questioning, turned down an invitation to go to Israel from Netanyahu, allegedly. had come out on a podcast. It was PBD, and he said that it was basically he's been to Israel before, been to the border where all of the 10-7 terrorists, 10-7-23 terrorists would have had to cross, and they basically have a machine gun, you know, every 10 feet. It's impossible. There had to be a stand down order, and then suddenly he's dead. Because if you lose Charlie Kirk in the pro-Israel APAC realm, big loss.
Yeah.
But now there's a silenced voice temporarily until the next person steps up. All right, so let's look at some of this reaction now from the left. The Blaze video, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries respond to President Trump blaming the radical left. President Trump has blamed the radical left. You know why Trump blamed the radical left? Because it's the radical left's fault. Done. That's the way that it is. And then you have... And then play Frazier right after Frazier video right afterward. Chuck Schumer in 2020. Play him right in a row. Play for me.
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced by everyone, and moving forward, we have to figure out a better way to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
So we're supposed to come together with Chuck Schumer. And they want us to mourn the loss of that which they've caused. They've caused all this. I mean, 10 years worth of nonstop calling us, Charlie Kirk, everybody else, Nazis. So they empower, if you again, it depends on what realm you're falling into here. Was it random rogue killer, transgender killer, PSYOP, intel op? I'm intel op. I can't prove anything right now. So it depends. So, and again, everything we say is right because all of it originates with the globalist left. And it's not just the Democratic Party. It's the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist. They're behind it all. They're behind the climate change hoax. They're behind you'll own nothing and be happy. They're behind COVID. They're behind the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Everything. Anything and everything we could possibly name. So Chuck Schumer tells us coming together is what we ought to be doing. And then he says, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. And you have Biden's fiery speech when he's got two red walls behind him. He looks like Adolf himself talking about, you know, people say MAGA people this, MAGA people that, MAGA people are dangerous, MAGA people are a threat to democracy. And then one of these maniacs, if it's a maniac, and again, don't hold me accountable for every statement I make about the shooting, because I realize it could be one of several realms of possibility when it comes to the shooting.
Yeah.
But one of these maniacs finally just takes up the mantle and goes and shoots Charlie Kirk because they believe they're justified in doing so because, hey, you know what? They're stopping Hitler. It's just like the problem in the black community right now with black on white crime. They believe now that because they've been propagandized through CRT, they've been propagandized through DEI, propagandized through the Democratic Party and white liberals, that every white person is a member of the KKK and has oppressed and suppressed them their entire lives. So you know what? How bad is it to kill another Hitler? You know, like that, like Arena on the light rail in Charlotte. She's a real Hitler-esque figure who was a BLM activist, by the way. Yep. The Ukrainian girl is a BLM activist. And, you know, I was talking about this with my son, and he goes, well, that doesn't matter to them. Of course it doesn't matter. If you're white, that's it. And you can be Chucky Schumer. You can be side by side this, Aaron. Katie Turr right here in this picture, and you're like white. And you're pro-liberal and you're allegedly pro-black and you're pro-trans, you know, you'll just be shot at a later date than the rest of us.
Yep.
But you'll still be shot. You know why? Because you're white. That's it. You'll be shot by the very people, just like Queers for Palestine. You know what? You'll actually be thrown off the roof even faster than Aaron and I.
Yeah.
Because Aaron and I aren't queer.
Yep.
So they find you particularly repugnant. Aaron and I, yes, we're hated and blasphemers in their sight. But you are a blasphemer getting it up the rear end by another guy.
Totally.
So you're going off the roof even before Aaron and I. Understand that. And Katie Turr thinks, you know what, as long as I tote the leftist, globalist, totalitarian line, that I'll be spared. You'll never be spared, Katie. You're white. You're white. And I notice you never give up your multi-million dollar job for a black person. That's weird, isn't it? But anyway, MRC, back to Charlie Kirk. MRC Newsbusters video. This is some of this stuff is from yesterday. MSNBC's Katie Turr immediately blames, correction, Will, I'm on the wrong one. Gunther Eagleman is up next. Gunther Eagleman. I read him out in the wrong order. Gunther Eagleman video. They desperately want to walk back what they said yesterday. Play it for me.
In that attack. It was an attack on a man, but it was also an attack on the foundation of this country, on the idea that we are able to talk to each other, disagree with each other, debate each other, yell at each other even. We don't physically harm each other. We don't murder each other. We certainly don't justify it or make excuses for it. Charlie Kirk was a husband and a father of two young kids. Kids, as the First Lady movingly put it, who will now be raised with stories of their father.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. What happened to yesterday? Go right to the next one for me, Will. MRC Newsbusters. Here's Katie Turr from yesterday. Play for me.
Just to give you guys a sense of the gun laws in Utah, there's constitutional carry. This is of May 2021. Individuals 21 or older can legally own a gun and carry it openly or concealed in public without a permit. Again, no permit is required or needed to buy or possess a firearm. There's no waiting period, no state mandated time period for firearm purchases. Utah does not require the registration of firearms. Both open and concealed carry of loaded firearms without a permit are legal, again, for those 21 and over. So
yesterday, no mention at all of Charlie Kirk, husband and dad, and he just wanted open debate and was a good man who just wanted, open commentary, open debate, open discussion. And Aaron brought up a very valid point. Katie Turr, again, she will boldly proclaim that words are violence. Again, then justifying people who commit violence against people who are only using words. If words are violence, then that legitimizes your use of physical violence against me for simply using words.
Yep.
And that's what Katie Turr actually advocates. So now she's putting up pictures of Charlie Kirk, husband, dad, because she's trying to walk back what she did yesterday. But here's what she and others said yesterday. Play for me.
In which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea.
A supporter shooting his gun off in celebration. Here's also what she said. Eric Doherty video. Breaking, MSNBC anchor calls Charlie Kirk divisive and polarizing. Play for me.
We're showing, by the way, our affiliate in Utah and the aftermath of the shooting. You could see people running away pretty quickly, as you would imagine they would do at gunshots. The FBI director, Kash Patel, has weighed in on this. He just tweeted the following. We're closely monitoring reports of the tragic shooting involving Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Our thoughts are with Charlie, his loved ones, and everyone affected. Agents will be on the scene quickly, and the FBI stands in full support of the ongoing response and the investigation. Charlie Kirk is a divisive figure, polarizing, lightning rod, whatever term you want to use. Why?
Well, he's one of MAGA's most prominent voices online. He hosts a near daily podcast. He opines on almost everything. He's been very closely aligned with the president since his initial run for office in 2015, 2016. And his ties to Trump really elevated his own brand. He was really quite young as an activist when the president launched his initial campaign. And he has kind of ridden along with MAGA since 2016 and built up a massive, massive brand of his own. His group has brought in tons and tons of money.
It will. All right, so there we go. Now she says that, you know, now today it's husband, father. Yesterday it was divisive and polarizing. Maybe a supporter shot him as they shot their gun off in celebration. You know, that's what all of us do is we bring rifles into political events.
Yeah.
And we start shooting them off in celebration. Now, can anybody know what that is? Is that's a dig at all of us for being Second Amendment people. That's a dig, and then all she talked about was the Utah gun laws, at the Utah gun laws, as if all of us walk around with high-powered rifles and shoot them off in celebration, like a bunch of people standing around Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we just, again, the rhetoric does not need to be cooled. The rhetoric needs to be heated up. Not for violence. I don't want anybody hurt. I want people freaking fired. The bald guy with the glasses who basically said Charlie Kirk got what he deserved. What he said yesterday was, if you say mean things, you can expect mean things to happen to you. That's what he said, and he's fired. So that's good. I want all these people fired. Speaking of that, let's go to this one. And wokeness video, Rep. Ilhan Omar. I want all these people freaking fired, losing their retirements, and be broke and living on the streets.
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Tom? Yeah, that's what I want. Everybody hear that? Yep. That's what I want. Okay. You repent, turn from your sin, come to Jesus, then he can start to prosper you. Other than that, live on the streets, you dogs. Rep. Ilhan Omar is happy Charlie Kirk was killed. He downplayed George Floyd. He opposed Juneteenth. So he downplayed George Floyd and opposed Juneteenth. First of all, he didn't downplay George Floyd. He told the truth about George Floyd and opposed a ridiculous holiday called Juneteenth that has no justification whatsoever. But other than that, even if he was wrong, so then you shoot him? That's how the left actually feels. It's not back in the day, like I used this example many, many times from the early 80s. Nobody in this room can remember that outside of me because I'm the only one that's 57. But I can remember the early 80s when you had Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan have whiskey together. Okay? Speaker of the House for the Democrats, you know, having a drink with Ronald Reagan, the president, who's a Republican. Okay? Because the only difference at that time was basically like legalizing marijuana and maybe late-term abortion. That's the only difference at the time. Everybody was pro-America. Everyone's pro-flag, pro-military, pro-normality, pro-morality, pro-XX and XY, and there's nothing else. Because I don't even know why you even have to decide whether you're pro any of these things, because it's common sense. But that's not the case now. And we all need to realize this. You can side by side this real quick. I know I keep doing that to you, Aaron, but she's talking to Mehdi Hasan here. Mehdi Hasan calls everybody who's not a Muslim a dog. It's on video. Dogs. That's me and you. And he's speaking to another Muslim dog right here, Ilhan Omar. But he calls everybody who's not a Muslim an animal. That's what he calls. That's what he believes. And then he wants me to soften my rhetoric. Take your advice, cram it into a giant ball, and shove it up your own rear end, Mehdi-san. But anyway, that's him talking with Ilhan Omar, who basically says Charlie Kirk deserved to be killed because he downplayed George Floyd and opposed Juneteenth. Play it for me.
What I do know for sure is that, you know, Charlie was someone who once said, you know, guns save lives after a school shooting. Yeah. Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police.
I think he called him a scumbag.
Right, have no regard, downplay slavery and what Black people have gone through in this country. By saying Juneteenth should never exist. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate.
Rewriting of history.
Yeah, there is nothing more effed up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
Chat quote of the night so far, Ever Eden. Oh, look, brother effort at it again. Truth.
Yeah.
So there you go. So she's justifying the killing of Charlie Kirk. So I guess that means that we're all licensed to kill whatever Democrat disagrees with us, too, because if you disagree, then we're licensed to kill you, right? Well, of course, we never would, nor do I advocate for anything like that. I don't, no matter what. When I talk about reckoning tonight, when I talk about retribution tonight, I'm talking about employment. I'm talking about politically. I'm talking about socially, not physically. Here at Johnny Midnight video, I can't wait till they investigate Ilhan Omar. This is what we need to do. Okay, she just said that Charlie Kirk deserved to be shot through the chest or shot through the neck, however it ends up being, because he downplayed George Floyd and opposed June 13th. Juneteenth. So what should we do with Ilhan? Should we just like debate her, basically continue to ignore her, whatever? No, let's go after her, shall we? Johnny Midnight Video, I can't wait till they investigate Ilhan Omar for marriage fraud, immigration fraud, et cetera, et cetera. Play for me.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to a brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to a brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar spent the last 2 years denying serious allegations that she married her own brother so he could stay in the United States.
It's a story that won't go away. Ilhan Omar, Democrat, married her brother, they say. And according to an old report from just about 4 years ago, there's DNA evidence. Now, this is coming from an individual who claims that they acquired DNA, got it tested, and said, oh, hey, look, they're brother and sister. And Ilhan Omar married her brother to help him get legal papers to reside in the United States.
Tell me definitively or not, is Ahmad Elsi your brother?
For the mock-up?
Yeah. Is he your brother?
We're in the middle of a legislative briefing.
Is he your brother?
We're going to which one?
It's Foreign Affairs. I'll go with you. Can you tell me definitively, yes or no, is he your brother? And why can't you answer that question?
The remarks you gave me earlier.
Why did you refer to him as your child's uncle on Instagram? And why did you lie on court documents saying that you hadn't seen him since 2011, when in fact you'd been talking to him all the time on Instagram?
Sir, we're not doing ambush interviews.
This isn't an ambush.
You can send me an email.
Now, I know that everybody in this room has a sibling, at least one sibling. Everybody's got at least one sibling in the room. I think it's, well, you have one brother or you have more
one
than
brother.
That? And Aaron's got one brother.
Yep.
And I've got one sister. So each one of us has one sibling. So if I went up to Will, and let's practice right now. Put Will on and make sure Will can be heard. Will, do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron, do you have a brother?
I do.
Aaron, could you ask me about my sister?
Yeah, do you have a sister?
Yes. See how easy it is to answer that question? So when you're then asked, are you married to that person?
Dude.
Shouldn't that not be easy to ask? Because, and by the way, that wasn't even the question. The question was, is Ahmad Elsi your brother? Okay. I'm not going to say siblings' names in here, but, you know, if someone came up to me and named my sister, I go, yeah, that's my sister.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Aaron's brother and Will's brother. We would say, yeah, that's my brother. That's my sister. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why wouldn't she answer? I mean, why would you not answer? I mean, isn't it all over at this point? If you won't answer a question, is Ahmad Elsi your brother? Because you have a marriage certificate with your brother. That's a fact. And then you lied on your another application calling him your somebody's nephew or somebody's uncle or whatever it was. It's all bold-faced lies. So what should be happening with Ilhan Omar? Since she wants Charlie Kirk to be assassinated, it's perfectly fine with it. She needs to be deported. You're like, you can't. She's now a naturalized citizen. Bull crap. She committed fraud, prosecuted for all the fraud, and then deport her to her country that she's sworn allegiance to, even since she's been on United States soil, which is Somalia.
Yep.
Deport her, sorry, worthless butt bag. Let's see if her husband goes with her. You know, the husband that she stole from another campaign staffer in an adulterous affair, yeah. Her non-brother husband this time, third in line now, third husband. Your first husband, brother husband, now this husband. That she paid $3.1 million for consultancy fees in her last campaign, that one. Now she's worth millions and millions of dollars herself. Let's deport her back to Somalia. This is what we need to do, folks. Let's not tone down the rhetoric. Let's deport these people. Let's prosecute these people. Let's destroy their employment. Let's destroy their careers. I'm serious. Dead to the wall. Serious. Destroy their lives. Not physically. Socially, politically, and employment. That's what you do. Send her back to Somalia. Let her live in squalor. Aaron has advice for her. She needs to take whatever that thing is that she wears around her ugly face. And by the way, all I can think about whenever I see women wearing that, or men, is what does your freaking hair smell like when you pull that thing off? I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, it has to stink. You're like 16 hours a day with that freaking thing on. I mean, it's like all I could think about when I saw masked people, you know, because everybody's masks start turning brown and stuff like that.
Ugh.
It's like, what does your mask smell like? I mean, you're just such a pathetic human being. I mean, I heard a leftist today talking on TikTok. The TikTok video is played on Twitter. And she starts saying pew pew to describe, you know, the Charlie Kirk shooting. And I'm like, and as she advocates for leftist, for the leftist agenda and leftist narrative and everything. And of course, she was very happy that Charlie Kirk got killed. And I'm sitting there going, your own party has demeaned you to the place and limited and banned your speech to the place where you have to say pew pew as a 35-year-old woman, and you're still going to vote for him? I mean, you have been demeaned to the place where you have to say graping instead of raping and pew pew instead of shooting, and you're going to vote for the party that made you talk like this?
Right.
That has implemented the policies and the banning and the censoring that has made, that now makes you talk like this? Because if you say shot, if you say rape, you'll be banned off of TikTok. That's your party, and you're still going to vote for that? As you then say, call me a totalitarian. I'm the one who says you can say rape. I'm the one who says you can say gunshot wound, that you can say shooting, you can say murder. I'm telling you to be free, and you won't vote for me, but you'll vote for your oppressor. You'll vote for the person that puts you in bondage. All right, go to the next one. May's video. Here's Nicole Wallace, this genius. And here's her take on political violence and what who it is that's committing political violence. Play it for me.
The permission structure for violence. You've got polls about political violence. Democrats don't think it's a good idea. Only Republicans. Only people inclined to consume conservative media are now, I think, upward of 50% say that if necessary, violence is okay. You've only got the conduct on one of the two sides.
So she claims, go ahead and put the next one up for me. She claims that only the right has an interest in political violence. It's exactly the opposite. You're telling me, Tom, there it is. It's right here. Justification for murder of Elon Musk. So this is a 2024-2025 poll. Left of center, 50% believe it's fine to murder Musk. 55% believe it's fine to assassinate Donald Trump. That's all the left. And then Nicole Wallace comes out and espouses the exact opposite. She knows the facts. She knows that more than 50% of her party advocates for the assassination of the political opponents. She knows that. And then says the exact opposite. Because she is Adolf Hitler's Goebbels. That's who she is. I'm not toning down any freaking rhetoric. That's who Nicole Wallace is. She knows the data. And again, let's just, Aaron, if you can find it, you know, you type away, find it. Where's all the right-wing violence? I mean, where
I'm
is
not
it?
Finding any.
Okay, none. There isn't any. Yeah. Everything's left-wing violence, and she knows that, but then says the only people committing violence are the right when it's actually only the left.
Right.
She knows that the whole time, and she even knows statistical data doesn't back up one word that she's saying, but yet still says what she says. Knowing she's lying, she's a disgusting, repulsive, just crap sack of a human being. This is where I miss cussing. Because, man, there's so many words I'd like to say about her right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so many. I mean, there's one that begins with a B, and there's ones that begin with other letters, too, that I'm not going to say because you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's who she is. She's a repulsive human being. I mean, absolutely repulsive. There is no evidence whatsoever that the right wing commits any violence at all. I mean, again, like I said, even, and by the way, there's a lot of numbnuts, bullcrap activity on J6 with a bunch of people filming themselves, you know, committing minor crimes on J6. But we, if the right wanted to on J6, they could have killed 100 cops. It was 1,000 to 1.
Oh, easy.
1,000 to 1. They could have killed all kinds of cops. They could have killed a bunch of politicians. They didn't kill anybody. She knows that. And they use that as statistical data because what they'll say is each one of those offenders. So they have like 2,000 offenders on J6. So now there's 2,000 right-wing acts of violence, even though most J6 offenders committed no acts of violence whatsoever. And even the ones that did spent way more time in jail than they should have for the crimes they committed. But they're, again, and it was funny today because you had Jim Acosta talking to Michael Fanone, the J6 cop liar. Claimed to be injured when he wasn't. Gunnell claimed to be injured when he wasn't. Harry Dunn claimed to be injured when he wasn't. Just liars, putting people in prison for years based on their lies. But at least they can sell books.
Yeah.
You know, and enrich themselves. Sleep like babies at night. All right, Greg Price video. Less than a day after Charlie Kirk is killed, Rep. Seth Moulton, this genius, look at this guy. Feminine guy. There he is, another feminine male. Is blaming right-wing extremists. Right-wing extremists. You just had a left winger kill the biggest voice in right wing media. Let's just look at this real quick. Again, Greg Price video. Less than a day after Charlie Kirk is killed. Now, Charlie Kirk is who? The biggest voice in MAGA media. He is. The biggest voice in MAGA media. Not the biggest voice in conservative media, because that would be Alex Jones. And Alex Jones is Charlie Kirk would side with Donald Trump even to a fault. Okay, that's not good. Alex Jones will not do that. So the biggest voice in MAGA is Charlie Kirk, and the biggest recruiter. And the reason why Donald Trump got elected really is Charlie Kirk and Scott Pressler.
Yeah,
recruiting all these young Republican voters. Charlie Kirk's credited with at least 2 million people coming to the Republican Party. So imagine being Rep Seth Moulton, this idiot right here. I mean, you look at him. I mean, again, you're like, Tom, you shouldn't judge like that. I'm you know what I am right here. He's an idiot. Look at him. He's an idiot. He comes out and he says, right after a right winger, one of the most prominent right wingers on the planet is gunned down by a left winger. He has the audacity to come out and say that the majority of political violence in this country is coming from the right after a predominant voice on the right was gunned down by a leftist. And the previous mass shooting was a left winger. And the previous shooting was a left winger. And the previous mass shooting was a left winger. And the previous mass shooting was a left winger. And all the shootings in Minneapolis are left wingers. And all the shootings in Chicago, 57 of them over Labor Day weekend, are all Democrats. But he has the audacity to say that all the violence is coming from the right. Play it for me.
By and large, saying we all need to turn down the rhetoric. So let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists. I condemn that 4%, but we also need to be honest about, as a nation, about where this violence is coming from. And oh, by the way, it's probably an appropriate time to talk about guns, too. You hear a lot of conservatives saying, hey, the only thing we need to do here is get more guns on the street. That's not going to solve this problem. That's going to make it worse.
All right, another great quote coming from the chat. DeMacho 106. Can you put that back up, that video back up real quick? Just don't have to play it. Just play the, but yeah, side by side it when you can.
Same.
DeMacho 106 SpongeBob Squareface.
Yeah.
That's great. Love it. So this is what he espouses. So this is what Seth Moulton. Hi, my name is Seth Moulton. SpongeBob Squareface. He espouses that 76% of political violence is coming from the right. Can anybody, I'm being flat out honest. I'm serious. I'm opening up. Oh my gosh. What happens to this thing? Oh, freaking stupid, freaking iPad. I'm going to fix it, Aaron. I'm going to fix it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Hang on a second. I got to get back on the chat. Sorry, guys. I just totally. But what I was going to say while I'm typing away here, because the freaking iPad couldn't be user error.
No.
We know that.
No.
We all know that firsthand.
It's the iPad.
It's the iPad. It's not working. So anyway, I'm opening up the chat. Please send me. I'm dead to the wall, serious. And be an honest person. Be an honest Christian. Am I missing right-wing violence somewhere? I mean, am I?
Maybe we're just retards.
Maybe I just don't know. Aaron says we might be retards.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I mean, so.
I don't see it.
Is there any actual right-wing violence? I'm just curious. Not what the left calls right-wing violence. I mean, legitimate right-wing violence. Is if it's Nazi, if it's like, skinhead, Nazi stuff, that's all left wing because that's National Socialist. Hitler was, they always call Hitler right wing when he's a National Socialist. But anyway, is there any? I mean, I don't get any. So he claims that 76% of political violence, I'm still looking at the chat, see if you guys send me anything, is committed by right wingers. I've seen none. None. And even when they had the opportunity on J6, they committed none. The only people that died were the protesters. So I'm just curious where he gets that stat from. So I decided to deep dive into the statistical data. You know me, because why do I do that, Aaron?
Because you have no life.
I have no life. Yep. So this is what I do. So let's go. Here's the trans mass shooters in a row.
Hmm.
How many of those people voted for Trump? I mean, that's the last one right there, bottom right-hand corner from Minneapolis. I mean, you go, there's the one on the top left. That's Nashville.
Wait, you don't think these are conservatives?
Yeah,
Tom?
So where is he getting his stats from where basically all mass shootings are committed by transgender maniacs? Go to the next one for me, Will. Mass shooting rates by demographic. Public incidents with four or more fatalities expressed as rates per million per population, Aaron, in the 10-year span. Yeah. Trans-binary at the top of the list. Second on the list is trans-non-binary, but female this time. And then next is Asian male. And then there's black male. And then finally we get to Seth Moulton's claim. Seth Moulton's number, where Seth Moulton says 76% of us commit the crime, but we're third from the bottom. So what's Seth Moulton doing? He's a bold-faced, demonic liar. A soulless, devoid of all human dignity and integrity liar. That's who Seth Moulton is. He knows what he's doing is lying. He's never seen an act of right-wing violence in his lifetime. He looks like he's about my age. In his lifetime. Ever. He knows that. All he sees is less left-wing violence. And then he claims that everybody committing violence is in the right wing. Go to the next one for me, Will. 271 deadliest mass shootings from 2021 to 2024. Race of suspect. Black. 40, 50% of the time. Although, the black population is always right-wing. Yeah. I mean, especially like this was the highest numbers ever. Donald Trump got the highest number of the male black vote in history at 25%.
Yeah.
75% of black men voted for Kamala Harris and about 98% of black women.
Yeah.
But yet, somehow or another, 271 deadliest mass shootings. Let's compare this to Seth Moulton's statistical data, shall we? White is in the yellow, so 24% in comparison to Latino, 19%, and black, 49%. So I'm just curious, where does he get the 76%? He's made it up out of whole cloth. And here's the sad thing is the CNN commentator knows he's lying, didn't call him out on it anyway. Because what she's witnessed her entire life, she looked like she's in her 30s. What she's witnessed her entire life is solely Democratic Party mass shootings on every scale, in every area. Mass shootings in cities and political mass shootings. Always Democrats. Every single time. You're like, Tom, I can give you one. If you could give me one, you'll be lucky. Exception to that rule. Statistically, there are no exceptions. Go to the next one for me, Will. National conservative tweet, three deadliest mass shooters of 2024. That would be Romeo Nats, 23. That looks like a Republican. Mashar Kassam. That also, you know, how Muslims love Republicans.
Of course.
Four killed. Wife, three daughters. Killed them all. Because his daughters were wandering from the Muslim faith. You know, those Muslims just love us right-wingers. And then Alric Barrick, 46. Four killed. Wife and three relatives. That's mass shooters up so far. So I don't know where that ended. So where's Seth Moulton getting all his information from? Go to the next one for me. Mass shootings, number of mass shootings. Perpetrators by race. Black, we're going left to right. Black population votes for the what party? Seth Moulton's party.
Yep.
So you see about black, Aaron, what is that?
It's a 73%.
73% are black, and then about the rest split in half by Latinos and whites. So we commit a third. Roughly a third of the mass shootings that black people do, but Seth Moulton says we commit 76% of them.
Wait, what percent of the population are they?
13% commit 60% of all violent crime. That's interesting, right? Weird. But I mean, but suddenly they're voting Republican?
Huh.
That's weird. So where does Seth Moulton get his math from? From his rear end. Perpetrators by gender, well, we have to claim that. We don't claim it because obviously it's all male, so that's got nothing to do with us. And then you have perpetrators by age. Go to the next one for me. So, look at this. Now, that looks like a bunch of Republicans, doesn't it?
Oh, totally.
Because there's all the mass shooters from 2019.
Hmm. Where do they get better discounts than we do on guns? Because that's how they get them so much.
I mean, what'd you say, Will?
I wonder if they get better discounts. That's why they have so many mass shooters that are Democrats.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's tough, but they shouldn't be able to get guns. They all live in gun-free zones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how they get guns. But anyways, that looked like a representation of the RNC. But go to the next one. Here's the mass shooters from 2021. Yeah. Aaron, see if you can blow that up a smidge. Just blow it up as wide as you can without totally destroying it. But does this look like a representation of the, that's perfect right there. Does that look like a representation of the Republican Party? So what's Seth Moulton talking about? He's making it up. Go to the next one for me. So how did Seth Moulton get to the place where he did what he did today? because of Barack Hussein Obama. Whenever you find lies, wherever you find lies, wherever you find dead bodies, you'll find the Democratic Party. Obama made it legal for the media to purposely lie to the American people in 2012. He signed H.R. 4310, which allowed propaganda to be used on U.S. citizens by its own government, Seth Moulton. Congressman Seth Moulton, our government. To be used on U.S. citizens by its own government, essentially repealing the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which banned the use of domestic propaganda. That's why we get lied to all the time. All right, I got so much more. I have this thing I called the list tonight. It's all the Democrats that were outspokenly pro-Kirk assassination who were calling out publicly. And some of them have already been fired, which is a great thing. All right, Rumble Rants. Graffiti Bug. I don't know if I've seen you before in the rant. Thank you so much. $10. Christopher Arnott, $10. Thank you so much. Jules, 21 hours. I know very well. Comes to church here. Love you. $10. Thank you so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Love you guys. Love each and every one of you. The only thing that needs to be sticking together is us. We need to stick together. Arm yourselves. Not to perpetrate violence, but to defend yourselves. We want absolutely no physical violence whatsoever. But I'm not turning down the rhetoric. I'm turning it up, just to let you know. But anyway, I love you. God bless you. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post. Oh, by the way, stick around for the post game. It's good. It's good. It's serious, though. It's not a real funny post game. Can't be funny right now. I'm just not in me right now to do a lot of funny stuff. But anyway, love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.